when we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
There is a part of our American history that is so precious. We stand guard over it day and night. It's the right to enjoy the heritage of hunting, fishing, camping, safari, and the shooting sports. Come stand guard with us at DSC, biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to our camp house here at Kender Outdoors. Glad you're here. What a big day it is on this Labor Day weekend. We're kicking off our big fall contest with a chance for you to win a brand new, beautiful Dillon Manufacturing 6x6 octagon hunting blind with rifle windows and bow windows mounted on top of a 5-foot platform, and it even has a porch. Then you're off to Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery for a $2,000 shopping spree. Hey, that's a new bow. That's your new bow archery gear. That's all the wild game processing after you put that blind and bow to use. We'll give it away just before Christmas, but you can register right now at kinderoutdoors.com. This is the first weekend for anyone to register, so get in there, get in often, see what's going on. Stay in touch with us through social media for bonus opportunities, Facebook, as we deck the blind with bows and arrows at Kender Outdoors, celebrating the fall hunting seasons. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care for the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper. It brings great results. It gently works over time to settle the overactive dog. Calming Care. I'll save you $5 off your next order when you visit me at kinderoutdoors.com. Mark Zona is going to join us on the show today. You're probably familiar with Mark from his very popular television show, Zona's Awesome Fishing Show. He's also one of the commentators, announcers for all Bassmaster Elite Series tournaments. Mark's going to be talking to us about a very special fundraiser for pro angler Aaron Martins. Aaron is not only a fan favorite in the bass fishing world, but he's a favorite of everyone he competes against. He's just a great guy. And it was discovered back in the spring that Aaron has brain cancer. That means a ton of expense in this battle for Aaron and his family. Well, his peers on the pro bass trails and in the fishing industry are stepping up to the plate with a very special and unique fundraiser. Mark Zona will talk to us about that today. We'll join Z at his home in Michigan. We're also headed for Montana to talk to another successful bass fisherman. He fishes the Bass Nation out of Montana, has been really successful through the years in his competitive bass fishing. But his 9-to-5, he's looking for a vaccine to stop COVID in its tracks. Interesting conversation with Jay Evans today, too. And I want you to get to know the Dallas Safari Club and the Dallas Safari Club Foundation a little better. It's a great Labor Day weekend in the camp house with DSC's Kender Outdoors. I'm glad you're here. Hey, not only can you register for that new hunting blind from Dillon Manufacturing and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch with the Kender Outdoors Deck the Blind contest right now at Kender Outdoors, you can register starting now. We're pretty excited. But you can also check out a really cool trail cam montage that was put together by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. It's the best of their trail cam video from the summer on the Snowy Range. Deer, elk, moose, lots of moose. I promise you'll enjoy it. I hated to see this on the fishing wire the other day, but the 50th anniversary edition of the International Fly Tying Symposium, November 21-22, well, it's been postponed until hopefully November 2021. The 30th year for the International Fly Tying Symposium. It truly is an international event looked forward to by fly tiers around the globe. Hunting seasons are opening up, and that means the pronghorn hunters are sending in pictures for the bragging board. Dylan Vaughn is on the bragging board with a beast of a speed goat. He shot this pronghorn at 400 yards with his Tika T3 and 270, Nara Vista, New Mexico. Congratulations, Dylan. He's on the bragging board. Just look at the hooks on that buck that Dylan brought down. And my good friends at Freedom Hunters that take our finest military veterans hunting, fishing, great trips, they've been in the pronghorn country of New Mexico as well. Take a look at Robert's first buck Robert spent 23 years in the Army and retired Special Forces Sergeant Major, Green Beret. He jumped out of 3,000-plus perfectly good airplanes, they tell me. Robert, congratulations. What a great antelope, and he's on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com. And so is 24-year Army vet, Jason. Check out the bragging board and send your photos in for the bragging board, too, at KinderOutdoors.com. Congratulations to LaVon Noling from Santa Rosa County, Florida. He caught the new Florida state record flathead catfish, 69 pounds, 9 ounces, on a rod and reel with live bait in the Yellow River. 69.9 pounds, 48 and a half inches long, a 38-inch waistline. What a fish. You can see that fish at the website, KinderOutdoors.com, and you can pick up FortaFlora from Chewy.com, America's number one canine probiotic. They'll deliver it directly to your door or kennel. FortaFlora stops GI upset in your dog. It's worked 100% of the time that I've used it through the years, and I'm proud to recommend it. Hey, we're headed to Montana to visit with Bass Nation angler Jay Evans about not only bass fishing, but also about how he's working hard to develop a COVID-19 vaccine. Pretty interesting guy.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Babe Winkleman. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe. Like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children and their children as well, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas. But there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation put in place by men like Teddy Roosevelt and duplicated in countries worldwide works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. We spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit BigGame.org.
There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon hunting blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds, conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out, with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com. Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Next year never looks so good. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, inviting you to the DSC's Hunters Convention and Expo, February 11th through the 14th. You bet we're making plans because conservation doesn't stop. Details are at biggame.org.
I'm Billy Kinder. This is Kinder Outdoors. Welcome to our campfire. Glad you're here. Make a habit of dropping by to see us and bring a friend with you. I got an email the other day from Nathan Dozier. Nathan said, Billy, there was an advertisement or a mention of an outdoorsy movie on the show last week. What was that title? Thanks and God bless. I like that, God bless. Thank you very much, Nathan. He does. That movie that we've been talking about is The Harvest, and it's actually a movie in the making right now, the fundraising effort right now. The production comes later, and then a celebration of something that we hunters built together comes down the road a little bit when that movie makes its debut. Learn more about The Harvest when you visit me at kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, bow season's opening up. I've got our bow pro on the phone. That's Kyle Chambers at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery. Kyle, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. I always learn something when I have you on.
Hey, sir, Billy, thank you for having me.
Kyle, a lot of people are shooting new sights, shooting new bows this fall. Need to be meticulous about sighting in. And I wonder if you'd be kind enough to share your process for sighting in that new sight, that new bow with us.
Sure, yeah. And that sounds like a very simple question, but actually it's got a lot more complex nowadays. There's a lot of different sights out there on the market. And a lot of that depends on what sights you're going to be using this year. The latest trend seems to be these sights that have the built-in rangefinders and stuff, and those are a little more complex. I personally use something a little more simplistic. I guess call me old school, but I like just having those old-fashioned fiber optic pins still.
Yep, and let's just do that because I think the vast majority of our listeners are probably shooting those fiber optic pins. That's the kind of sight we're going to work with today on the show. What distance do you like to start at?
So personally, I'll always start at 20. The reason being, bows are fast enough nowadays that up to 20 yards, that pin's going to hit real close. Whether you're at 5, 10, 15, or 20, you're going to be just a couple inches, you know, right in there with that 20-yard pin. And I like to start by adjusting my whole gang housing. And the gang adjustment is the actual aperture that holds all the pins together, whether you're moving it left, right, up, or down.
So you're going to work on that 20-yard pin and get it zeroed in. You're going to follow up with your other pins. How do you set your pins? Just curious.
I'm pretty traditional. I'll set mine at 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 yards. I do it in 10-yard increments. Now, that's not set in stone. And, you know, back when I was a tournament archer and I shot in the hunter class, I would set my pins a little bit differently based off of, you know, the type of targets I were shooting, and it keeps me from having to do that pin gapping that some people just, they don't like to do it. So, but for me, I just set my pins at 10-yard increments, starting at 20 yards and work all the way down from there.
And at 20 yards, your first shots, you're moving the whole group. After
correct.
That, you'll
make your gang adjustment.
Make a gang adjustment, and then after that, you'll set your individual pins. Are you just going to assume that your broadheads are going to hit the same place that your field tips are when you sighted that bow in?
That's another thing. If you're actually going to be hunting, I would highly recommend sighting this bow in with your broadheads. You know, you'd hope that if your bow is tuned properly, your broadheads and your field tips will hit together. And majority of the time, that is going to be the case. But there is some rare cases where that's just it doesn't happen that way. A lot of times, also, what you got to think about is that broadhead does create a little bit of drag. And so out to further distances, it's going to change on you. So when you're past, say, 40, 50, 60 yards because of the drag that broadhead creates, you got to realize that it may hit a little lower than your field tip at that distance. So it's better to adjust for that.
All really good stuff. And we can call you guys, or better yet, stop by and see you at Cinnamon Creek Archery and get a little help with all of this, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's something we do on a daily basis. We have a huge range where you can sight in all the way out to 60, 70, 80 yards. We have broadhead targets, so if you do want to bring your broadheads, we have a place you can shoot those as well. So, yeah, we can definitely set you up, and that's kind of what we're there for.
Kyle, thanks for the help, as always. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir, Billy. Anytime.
Kyle Chambers from Cinnamon Creek Archery, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, one of our partners in this very cool Deck the Blind contest we're kicking off this weekend. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. Calming Care is a product that a lot of people are enjoying with their pets. It very safely over time calms the overactive dog, the dog that just won't settle down. Calming Care. $5 off coupon for Calming Care waiting for you at KinderOutdoors.com. Well, let's swing it over to Oklahoma now. My friend Ronnie Smith, pro dog trainer Ronnie Smith, Ronnie Smith Kennels. Ronnie, it's always good to visit with you. Let's talk a little bit. You know, hunting season's opening up, bird season opening in Idaho, Montana, lots of places. And a lot of guys going out with that first-year dog. They've got him all trained up. They're fired up and ready to go. But we want to treat that first-year dog. He's broke, but it's his first year on wild birds, first season. We don't want to treat him like we're going to treat that 7 or 8 year old dog that's been doing this all of his life, right?
No, you don't. And I'll touch on, you know, a little bit. You get out of it what you put into it. So first of all, if your dog's not in physical condition, don't get upset when he loses focus and is walking beside you or behind you. If he's not seen birds or you've not been working on him to show him what it is you expect of him in the field, don't get upset when that doesn't happen. You've not put the time in, so you're going to get what you've not done. Second, if you've done all of these things, what we do when we go to wild birds, I'm not very demanding on those dogs whenever I first transition to wild birds. It is more important to me for a dog to go out there and be focused and intent on finding game and not worried about his manners. Once he starts finding birds with good consistency, my foundation is already in place. I've already done my training during the summer. It's very easy and very quick to go ahead and tune him back up. But Bill, I've gone down there in years and had hunters be feeling some pressure about dogs having to be perfect and ask that they were too perfect on the front end when we first started season, and it hampered their bird finding ability.
We want to pay close attention to them. It's really easy for us to get wrapped up and excited in the hunt. Maybe another dog over here is doing well, but we need to keep a close eye on that young dog.
Well, that's right. And two, think about, make sure that you don't just get caught up in shooting birds. I mean, I know that's why we're out there. We're out there to hunt, but there's so much more going on than that. You can just take in the environment. It's stress-free out there. Watch your dogs. Learn to just watch your dogs and let them tell you what to do. Make sure that your young dog, if he's a good backing dog, is not taking a subservient role. Some of those first-year dogs will, everything looks like it's in place, and you think, yeah, my old Rip, my 8-year-old dog's finding all the birds, and my young dog's backing, and everything's great. But you may look up 6 weeks later and the same thing's happening. Your young dog is now just kind of standing back in the shadows waiting to back Rip, who's the good bird finder. And the downside to that is that the first-year dog never becomes that good bird finder. And you won't know it until Rip's gone, and then it'll hit you right between the eyes.
Yep, you'll realize it on down the road. So that's happening. What do we do when we recognize what's happening there, that our dog is just looking for a back, looking for a back? Should we separate those dogs, hunt that young dog alone?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to get him back in the game. You've got to get him refocused. And this is where it takes some discipline. It's real easy to, even for me, it's real easy to run those finished, those seasoned dogs during the early morning and late evening hours when it's prime time. Just be disciplined and turn that young dog loose. Sacrifice some hours, some hunts. The dividends will pay in the long run.
Ronnie, thank you so very much. Ronnie Smith and Susanna Love train up some of the finest bird dogs in the country at their facility in Oklahoma, up north of Tulsa. Learn more about Ronnie Smith Kennels at kinderoutdoors.com. We're headed for Montana next.
This is Jim Zumbo, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Hey, have you guys seen Wysoon? He stole my hat again.
Hunting seasons are here, and that makes us happy at Kinder Outdoors. We've put together a prize package that you don't want to miss out on. We've teamed up with Dillon Manufacturing to give away a 6x6 bow rifle combo hunting blind sitting on a 5-foot tower. Then it's off to Cinnamon Creek Ranch with a $2,000 shopping spree. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com. Deck the blind with bows and arrows this fall with Dillon Hunting Blinds, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Kinder Outdoors. Ooh. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com.
Do you love crappie? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you to the Crappie Expo 2020 in Branson, Missouri, October the 30th through November 1st at the Branson Convention Center. Crappie Expo will have over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers showing and selling the greatest and latest crappie fishing products in the world. Crappie Expo 2020 features the richest crappie tournament in history. Catch all the weigh-ins at the Crappie Expo. Hey, you like to eat crappie? The world's largest crappie fry starts at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Crappie Expo. How much crappie can you eat for free? Don't forget to sign up. Free drawings to win a new Ranger or Vexus boat at the Crappie Expo. Must be present to win. Let's see. Crappie Expo 2020 has country music, free crappie, free boats, and crappie fishing products out the gazoo. I'll see you at the Crappie Expo 2020. Be sure to bring the kids. It's trick or treat. Don't you just love Branson? CrappieExpo.com and ExploreBranson.com.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
We screen that porch in just for you. Glad you'll enjoy it. Your end camp with Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
The website is kinderoutdoors.com. Kinder is spelled like kindergarten, K-I-N-D-E-R, kinderoutdoors.com. That's where you're going to find an opportunity to win that $4,000 6x6 Dillon Manufacturing hunting blind and a $2,000 archery shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. Go get registered. KinderOutdoors.com. Win it just in time for Christmas as you deck your blind with bows and arrows. My friend, the late Ray Sasser, loved dove season. In fact, just a couple of years before Ray passed, my wife Robin and I were able to share a dove field with he and his beloved Emily. Had a great time. Here's Ray Sasser with dove season in his own words.
Texas dove season opens in September. It's the first domino to fall, triggering a chain reaction of fall hunting seasons that attract a million sportsmen afield and continue through February. Here are four reasons doves provide the best hunting season of all. Number one, the mourning dove is one of the most plentiful bird species in North America. Rather than being negatively impacted by an expanding human population, mourning doves move into town, dine at the bird feeders, drink at the bird bath, and nest in ornamental shrubs. In Texas, the plentiful mourning doves are augmented by a growing supply of white-winged doves. By the end of the migration, 10% of North America's 500 million mourning doves will have passed through Texas en route to Mexico. Number two, doves are challenging targets. They're small, they're fast, and it doesn't take them long to figure out what the gunfire is about. A hunter who consistently shoots 50% or better on mourning doves will do just fine on any North American game bird. Number three, mourning dove hunting is truly a game for the masses. You don't need much equipment, just a favorite gun, a pocket full of shells, some drab clothing, and enough water to keep you hydrated. Texas Parks and Wildlife has public dove leases available to anyone who purchases a $48 annual public hunting permit. Day hunts arranged by outfitters are still available for as little as $50. Reason number four, opening day dove breasts sizzling on the grill with a jalapeno slice and maybe a little onion separating them, wrapped tightly by a slice of peppered bacon held in place by well-situated toothpicks. North America has an estimated 500 million mourning doves. About 50 million doves migrate through Texas each fall, heading for Mexico and Central America. In a good season, Texas hunters bag about 5 million doves. If you laid the shot shells Texas hunters fire at doves each season end to end, they would stretch from Brownsville on the southern tip of Texas north through the Panhandle into Oklahoma. Texas hunters will probably spend $15 million this year on shotgun shells used for dove hunting alone. Three species of Texas doves are considered legal game: mourning doves, white-winged doves, and white-tipped doves. Eurasian collared doves are not protected by law and may be shot in addition to an illegal limit of native doves. Mourning doves will breed every month of the year. A female usually raises two or three broods a year, a brood consisting of two chicks. Doves fly as far as 10 miles to suitable food, and water sources. The most consistent dove hunting is where food, water, and roosting cover occur in proximity. The dove's migratory flyway through Texas has shifted west in recent years, largely due to changing land use practices. The life expectancy of mourning dove is less than 1 year, but there are some longevity exceptions. Banding studies have revealed doves that lived as long as 8 years.
A tremendous talent, outdoor writer, photographer, outdoorsman, my friend, Ray Sasser. Well, let's go to Missoula, Montana now and visit with Jay Evans. Jay fishes the Bass Nation out of Montana, qualified for a Bassmaster Classic back in 2009, and oh, by the way, his 9-to-5 job, he's looking for a cure for COVID-19. Hey, Jay, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you.
I tell you what, maybe the most unique guest that we've ever had on the show. We talked to hunters and fishermen and outdoorsmen and conservationists and people all over the globe, saltwater, freshwater, whatever. But I've never had an outdoorsman on my show that could possibly be the guy to come up with the cure for COVID-19. You're the first.
Well, thank you for that. It's pretty exciting to be able to live in a place like Missoula, Montana. Be able to enjoy the outdoors, the hunting and fishing and spending time with the outdoors with family and friends, and be able to work on something as important as the COVID vaccine and some of the other programs that we have going on here at the University of Montana.
Absolutely, you bet. University of Montana, and I want to let folks know that you, Jay, are the director of the Center for Translational Medicine at the University of Montana and the CEO of Inimmune Corporation, a biotech company that's focused on the development of vaccines and treatments for lots of things like COVID-19 or E. coli, even allergies, cancers. You guys do some really important research.
Yeah, we have a great team here that's split in a kind of a unique public-private partnership between Inimmune and the University of Montana, which puts us in a really neat position to do some really neat academic basic research on developing new vaccines and understanding how they work, and then move those into clinical trials and treatments that can help people. We're really at that interface between academic research and commercialization.
Typically, when springtime rolls around, you're very busy fishing with the Montana Bass Nation. You have been a member of Bass and fished actively in bass tournaments for a long, long time now, very successfully, by the way. This year, COVID changed things for everybody, but boy, did it really change your world.
It did. Obviously, work became busy. We started working on a COVID vaccine in February. The National Institutes of Health came to us early when it became apparent that the pandemic was probably going to come to the U.S., and we jumped in and started helping NIH in a vaccine program for COVID. We shifted resources from other programs. At the same time, we had to deal with, you know, how to manage COVID, potential COVID cases in the workplace, how to keep employees and their families safe. On the fishing side, had the same discussions, which not too often your work intersects with your fishing, but we tried to talk about, you know, do we cancel tournaments in Montana and northern Idaho and other places up here, or how can we do it safely? And early in the spring, there were a number of tournaments canceled. As restaurants and bars and places started to open up in the later part of the spring, we figured we could safely host tournaments, but we did it in a different way. We held our weigh-ins down at the ramp rather than up by the restaurant with a lot of spectators. We only gave out a couple of weigh-in bags so there weren't people waiting in weigh-in lines. And we didn't do a pre-tournament meeting. We did it on the water where people could stay apart in their boats. And so we changed things a little bit to make sure people stayed safe, and it seems like it was successful.
Tell me about the Classic in 2009. That's every bass fisherman's dream. What do you remember from the Classic? Was it a whirlwind, or did you have the time of your life, or were you frustrated? Tell me about it.
It was both a whirlwind, and I had time of my life. But at first, it was a little bit you know, the people that we were fishing against are the people you watch on TV every weekend. You kind of idolize and look up to. And so the thought of fishing in a tournament against these was kind of, these people was kind of intimidating at first. But then you get there and you find out that, you know, they're just as passionate and enjoy fishing as much as anybody does at the club level or at the state level. They're supportive of Federation Anglers being there and being at the Classic. And it ended up being a really great experience. I'm humbled to have the opportunity to have done it. And I hope to go back again someday. And it's hard to even put in words, having your family there, in the front section of the Classic, being able to participate in all those things, and fish at that level, was exciting. And hopefully an opportunity that I'll get to do again someday. But even if I don't, it's something I'll never forget.
We're visiting with Jay Evans out of Missoula, Montana. And Jay, please don't go anywhere. I'm not finished with you. I want to pick your brain a little bit more after I come back from the coffee pot.
Hey, everybody, it's Edwin Evers. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Billy, I told you to tie on a jig. What's going on?
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Toxie Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com. The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home, and it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old. And this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Cacheria. Can see me in Argentina.
You're in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a top water plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
Welcome back to Kender Outdoors. My name is Billy Kender. You're a welcome guest at this old campfire each and every week. Thanks for being here. And hey, make sure, absolutely sure, you drop by KinderOutdoors.com because this is the first weekend to get registered to win our Deck the Blind contest. Just in time for Christmas, we're going to give away a Dillon hunting blind 6x6 octagon with bow and rifle windows. It's sitting on a 5-foot platform. It even has a porch, ladder, and handrails, turnkey, top notch. And a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Archery at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It all starts when you register at KinderOutdoors.com. It's our way of saying thank you so much for listening to the show. We were visiting with Missoula, Montana resident, COVID-19 researcher, and bass angler, Jay Evans, before the break. He's on that Kinder Outdoors trot line, and I want to resume that call now.
You have sent me some pictures, Jay, that prove that there are giants up in the northwest region of the United States, and I'm talking about bass, not only smallmouth, big smallies up there, but you caught a giant largemouth the other day. I've always just carried my fly rod to Montana with me when I'm working bird dogs or whatever, but next time I'm throwing in the drop shot.
Yeah, we have some pretty amazing bass fishing up here in this northern part of the country. And as you know, maybe the listeners don't, I moved to Montana from the Dallas area in 2000. So I fished, spent a fair amount of time in Dallas fishing, all the lakes around Dallas. Before that, I lived in Memphis, Tennessee, and before that in Oregon. So my career has allowed me to travel around and spend time fishing in different parts of the country. I was a little bit concerned moving to Montana about what the bass fishing would be like, but it's pretty amazing. As you said, I actually just about 2 weeks ago caught the best largemouth I've caught since I left Texas, and it was 9 pounds in the middle of August up here at a lake in, called Coeur d'Alene Lake in northern Idaho. A couple of years ago, I caught a smallmouth that was over 8 pounds up here. It's, 20-pound limits, five fish limits aren't uncommon, and it rivals a lot of other places around the country. We don't see many, 30, 35-pound limits that you might occasionally see in a Texas or a Florida tournament or somewhere in California. But fishing is great, and there's not a lot of bass boats on the water. You can go to places in Fort Peck Lake or up in Flathead Lake. You can probably fish for smallmouth that have maybe never seen a lure before.
I don't think
places in the country.
Yeah, and Coeur d'Alene, where you caught your eight, of course, is well known, maybe the most well known lake in your region for bass fishermen, or maybe the most recognizable. And by the way, Jay and his big bass are and. A couple of beautiful elk that he has taken up in Montana are on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com. So drop by and check that out. Jay, COVID-19, we hear, and we don't know anything as laymen, but all we can do is pick up what we pick up on the news. And we hear about a vaccine being available sooner rather than later. Do you agree with that?
I do. I wouldn't have agreed with it 9 months ago. I spent most of my career in the vaccine industry. A typical vaccine will take anywhere from 5 to 15 years from the time it's discovered and until it can be approved and be used in people on a broad scale. When COVID first came out, if you'd asked me, I would say 5 years. But the industry as well as the government regulators have really come together in an unprecedented way to accelerate the process of moving through vaccines through clinical trials. And they're not doing it in a way that's not focused on safety. They just eliminate a lot of the red tape and delays in the process between the different phases of the clinical trials and how quickly regulators respond to the request for a clinical trial. You remove a lot of that red tape and you really speed up the process. So I think if the vaccines now that are moving into phase three, if they're successful, which of course we don't know, I think the chances of a vaccine being available, maybe not on a broad level, but maybe for healthcare workers, essential workers, with the first batches of vaccine, you know, could be available as early as Q1 of next year. Which the thought of me saying that, you know, 6 or 9 months ago when this first came out, I would have laughed and said it's not possible. But the industry and the regulators have really changed, and are working together to try to make it happen.
And that's good. Hey, next time I'm in Montana, I'm going to give you a call and see if we can't run out and maybe catch a bass and enjoy an afternoon.
Absolutely. And the best thing about fishing in Montana, especially coming up here in the fall, is I don't know whether to pack my bow or my flipping stick. because I'll be up at Knox and flipping a grass bed for fish, and a bull would be bugling along the shoreline, and I don't know whether to beach the boat and go chase the bull or continue down the shoreline trying to catch bass.
That is a terrific problem to ponder, Jay, and I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you so much for your time and for your work and dedication to a vaccine. Thank you.
All right. No, thank you for having me on your show, and I appreciate the support, and we'll continue working hard at trying to develop a vaccine for COVID and spending time in the outdoors.
God bless you, Jay. Thanks for the time. Speaking of, we've got just enough time to take in a quick dove hunt with my old buddy, Pete Delkus. Pete, I couldn't help but notice, shooting doves with you, that you like that little light 28 gauge.
Well, you know, the older I get, the more I like the smaller gauges.
Yeah.
So I don't shoot anything for doves except for I take my 28 gauge.
Okay.
I got a 28 gauge. I have a Beretta Silver Pigeon 3 that I love to shoot doves with. And depending on how the birds are flying, you know, that'll determine my choice of choke tube.
So, you're not throwing a lot of shot out there, so I would think improved cylinder or modified. Or,
yeah, I'll always start with improved cylinder and modified. Yeah. And but a 28-gauge Beretta over and under sure seem to do the trick and have a lot of fun.
Right.
And the secret here is you tell everybody, you know, that you only have two boxes of shells with you, but, of course, you always sneak about another two, three, or four boxes in the bag.
Well, exactly. And when you come back with your 15 birds and you've only used a box and a half shells, you look pretty good to
mm-hmm.
the guys.
That's right.
You know, I was talking to Ray Sasser, and we were talking about dove hunting and dove shooting, and he says that it may be the opening day of dove season may be the biggest hunting day in the state of Texas, and I tend to agree with him there. But we were talking about shot shells, and he said, man, the last thing you want to do is buy junk.
No, I'm from the St. Louis area. I'm from Southern Illinois. Well, Southern Illinois, that's where Winchester is.
Right.
Olin Winchester makes their stuff in just outside of St. Louis, just to the north of where I'm from. So I'm a Winchester guy, and I love to shoot for doves.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot the Winchester AA Super Sport Sporting Clays.
Okay.
So out of that 28 gauge, it's about 1,300 feet per second. You
right.
know, I'm in my little pea brain that 1,300 feet per second seems to make up for my lack of ability. Now, I read a lot of this stuff from these guys that write a lot on ballistics, and they tell me, you know, I'm just fooling myself. Maybe I am, but it seems to do the job for
me. As long as you're fooled and happy, that's good.
Right. Ignorance is bliss, Bill. I learned that a long time ago.
That's right. Don't forget to lead your birds, guys. Picture this. You've got a 4 foot, 3 to 4 foot wide pattern by the time your shot reaches that bird. But if you'll swing through the bird and lead him, you've got a 9 to 12 foot trail of shot
uh-huh.
that he can fly through. Try to picture that in your mind. It'll help you knock down more doves.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, one thing that I see a lot of guys not doing correctly is you need to predict that deceptive rise and fall.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know these birds are going to dip and dive all the time.
Right.
And you have to anticipate some of that as best you can. If you don't do that, you're going to shoot over, you're going to shoot behind or whatever.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
you need to anticipate those little dipsy doodles that they're going to do.
You know why I carry an over and under into the dove field? Because if I have three shots in my gun, I'll shoot all three every time. Bird flies by. That
right.
keeps me in the field a little longer. Thanks, Pete. And I tell you about, how about it, $1 bet on who gets to their limit first.
I'm a good liar, Bill.
I'm out. The camaraderie may be the very best thing about opening weekend of dove season. Hey, be safe, have fun, take the family, take your friends, enjoy the dove field. Mark Zona joins us in the next hour, talking about a fundraiser for Aaron Martins and his fight against brain cancer. right here at Kinder Outdoors.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground with the Dallas Safari Club and Kinder Outdoors.
Attend the DSC Hunters Expo Reflection in Dallas, February 11th through the 14th, and you will make an important and worldwide impact on poaching. You'll strengthen our Second Amendment, and you will teach a youngster how hunting is conservation. DSC is at biggame.org.
Hey, you boys, get back in here off that porch. We have more chores to do in this old camp house today at Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder. Thanks a lot for joining us. Really appreciate you being here on this Labor Day weekend as we kick off our big fall contest in celebration of the hunting season's unfolding and all the fun and joy that that brings. The contest is called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, kind of like the song. We're giving away a Dillon Manufacturing 6x6 octagon hunting blind with both rifle and bow windows in it. Top-notch, best blind that Dillon builds. It's sitting on a 5-foot platform, has a porch. The ladder has a railing, safety railing, and everything else to keep you safe getting into and out of your blind. Plenty of room in there to take the kids. And then you head out to one of my favorite places, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, to deck the blind with bows and arrows. Cinnamon Creek Archery, one of the finest archery facilities on planet Earth, to get you taken care of. It all starts at kinderoutdoors.com. Go register right now. Registration is open. This corner of the camp house at Kinder Outdoors is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the world's greatest dog fuel. And even if your dog has special conditions like an intolerance to grain or an itchy coat, there's a Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, Kansas, and Missouri. Next weekend in Nebraska, visit a state park or go fishing. It's free. Free fishing and park entry day is next Saturday, September 12th. Normally held on the Saturday preceding Memorial Day weekend every year. However, COVID-19 pushed things back this year, so it's next Saturday, September 12th. Anyone can explore outdoor opportunities at Nebraska's state parks, state recreation areas, state historical parks, with no need to purchase a park entry permit. You can also fish without a fishing permit next Saturday in Nebraska. Robert Slick is a conservation officer with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. He was out for a jog about 5:30 the other afternoon when he saw smoke in the distance. The smoke became thicker and turned black as he continued running along 148th Avenue in Spring Lake, Michigan. He got close enough to see the front of a mobile home engulfed in flames, and somebody told him that there was an elderly, disabled woman stuck inside. He went to the back of the burning home and found a neighbor there trying to open a jammed door. Together, they got that door open, and together, they went in that burning mobile home, smoke-filled, and found the woman alert and talking. They picked her up and carried her out, saved her life. That is what our police, fire, paramedic, game wardens, highway patrolmen, sheriff's deputies do every single day. God bless you. Great job, Officer Robert Slick, Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Speaking of Nebraska, they're going to host the Upland Slam Challenge again this year. Go afield in Nebraska and harvest 4 upland bird species this fall to complete the Nebraska Upland Slam. Those 4 species are a ringneck pheasant, sharp-tailed grouse, a greater prairie chicken, and a northern bobwhite quail, all within the boundaries of the state of Nebraska. When you're successful, go online, upload a photo of each harvested bird, and provide details about the hunt. Those who complete the slam will receive an official certificate and pin and be entered into a drawing to win one of several prizes, including a Browning Maxis 12-gauge. Down in Louisiana, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement agents arrested a couple of guys the other day for alleged fishing contest fraud in the lower St. Martin Parish. Wade Borg, Jr., 42, of Morgan City, and Justin Lane, 39, of Houma, were arrested for fishing contest fraud. Agents received a complaint about possible fraud, claiming that Borg and Lane fished outside of the allowed area of the tournament, then weighed and entered their fish where they won and collected first prize and bonus money, totaling $5,562.50. Fishing contest fraud in Louisiana brings up to a $3,000 fine and a year in jail. Oh, and by the way, these guys were suspected of cheating at a Fishers of Men bass tournament near Stephensville, Louisiana. Really? The Trump administration has made a decision to slow development of a massive gold and copper mining project in the fish and wildlife-rich region of Bristol Bay, Alaska. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is requiring the Pebble Partnership to develop strategies for mitigating adverse impacts of the Pebble Mine on fish and wildlife habitat, including wetlands and streams in the Southwest Alaska Project site. Delaying advancement of this project, long criticized by a broad coalition of sportsmen and women, businesses, and Alaskans. Sportsmen and women from across the United States and really around the world dream of fishing Bristol Bay's wild rivers, which support the world's largest remaining wild salmon fishery and nearly half of all the wild sockeye populations. Hey, when you hit the road for that upland trip of a lifetime to Montana, Idaho, maybe Minnesota for those grouse, don't forget to take the Purina Pro Plan along with you. Pro Plan performance formula for your hard-working bird dog. It's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Let's take a little break, and I'll meet you right back here, along with Richard Cheatham from the Dallas Safari Club Foundation.
Hi, I'm Ken Darcy with Remington. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
We are planning for great crowds and a great time at the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo Reflections, February 11th through the 14th, and we'll certainly hope that you're planning to be a part of it as well. Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, and I can assure you that as we make plans to get together again in February, we're also planning to do it safely. Whatever is required to make your visit comfortable, enjoyable, and above all safe, we will do. This is the place where the finest guides and outfitters globally come together to display their opportunities to the hunting and fishing public, and they'll be hungry to do business. You'll also see the finest collections of firearms, art, jewelry, hunting gear, and clothing anywhere. We will have wonderful banquets, live and silent auctions featuring one-of-a-kind collectibles, opportunities and gear, and a family-friendly celebration of our hunting heritage. To learn more, visit biggame.org. And I'll see you in February.
It's really exciting to see you right now. The one that's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, hey, good luck. You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and North Fork Rivers at North Fork Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at North Fork Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
You love crappie? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you to the Crappie Expo 2020 in Branson, Missouri, October the 30th through November 1st at the Branson Convention Center. Crappie Expo will have over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers showing and selling the greatest and latest crappie fishing products in the world. Crappie Expo 2020 features the richest crappie tournament in history. Catch all the weigh-ins at the Crappie Expo. Hey, you like to eat crappie? The world's largest crappie fry starts at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Crappie Expo. How much crappie can you eat for free? Don't forget to sign up. Free drawings to win a new Ranger or Vexus boat at the Crappie Expo. Must be present to win. Let's see. Crappie Expo 2020 has country music, free crappie, free boats, and crappie fishing products out the kazoo. I'll see you at the Crappie Expo 2020. Be sure to bring the kids. It's trick or treat. Don't you just love Branson? CrappieExpo.com and ExploreBranson.com.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Kender Outdoors.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Hey, I want you guys to get to know a very important conservation organization, the DSC Foundation. Richard Cheatham joins me. Hey, Richard.
Thank you, Billy. Good to be with you.
Richard is the executive director, Richard Cheatham, of the Dallas Safari Club Foundation. People hear us talk about DSC all the time, Richard, but wow, the work that the DSC Foundation does, that's the where the rubber meets the road with DSC. Explain that to us. Who is the DSC Foundation?
Sure. We are the 501c3 nonprofit arm of Dallas Safari Club. We're a separate organization, a separate entity, but our only job is to fulfill the mission of Dallas Safari Club, and our only function is to raise money and distribute money to serve that function, and to actually spread the message about the undeniable benefits of regulated hunting.
There's a seal when you visit the DSC Foundation website. There's a seal that says Seal of Transparency 2019 Platinum. That speaks volumes for people that are trying to trust a place to send their money to.
Well, you're right, Billy. We decided a long time ago that we wanted to be completely transparent. We have audited financial statements that are ready and available for anybody that wants to look. We sought and received that platinum rating from GuideStar, the highest rating that rater of nonprofit organizations gives. And we are extremely sensitive to the trust that donors place in DSC Foundation, which in large part explains how rigorous our grant-making process is. We know that a lot of people need money, a lot of people are asking for money, and we want to make sure that any donor that supports our cause is completely satisfied that their money's being put to good use.
Absolutely. And let's talk pre-COVID-19 very briefly, and then I want to catch up with what's been happening since the world changed just a few months ago. Tell us about some of the efforts, as an example, of what the work of the Dallas Safari Club Foundation prior to COVID-19.
Sure.
Who were you guys helping out and supporting?
We have projects all over the world, and I just ran an analysis since the foundation started and started making grants in 2016 when we took over the DSC grant making process. But a little more than 60% of our grants are made to North American projects. And here in Texas, there's a big chunk of grants supported in Texas, including pronghorn restoration. The Trans-Pecos pronghorn population suffered a massive decline a few years ago. We support the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and their efforts to restore that population. We support building of guzzlers in dry, arid West Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and Mexico that support not only desert bighorn sheep, but everything else that needs water out there. We've got a number of projects in Alaska for habitat protection. We heavily support the efforts of John Jackson here in Louisiana, but works all over the country to fight for the rights of sportsmen and sportswomen, against bans on import, against the shutdown of black bear hunting in New Jersey, for example. And so we've got a heavy, heavy presence in North America, but a really significant worldwide presence with anti-poaching efforts all over Southern and Eastern and Central Africa. We are heavily involved in research projects, specifically right now a massive predator research project in Tanzania to determine, you know, exactly how many lions and leopards we have. Lions are a little bit easier, but leopards being nocturnal, it's a challenge, but no one knows. And so it's critical for the hunting community to have verifiable, credible data to back up our claims and that we use constantly to support the value that hunting brings to wildlife and wilderness and also local communities.
We've all seen the effects of COVID-19 in our own homes, our grocery stores, our workplaces, our football stadiums, everywhere we go. But it has been a worldwide pandemic, Richard, and you would think that the far and distant plains of Africa would be spared from something like this. But no, COVID has had its effects there. With the lack of hunters traveling to Africa, poachers have, over the past several months, felt like they have a free rein down there, and we have an issue, don't we?
We do, and it's really a not a very well-known story, and thank you for asking about it, because people don't realize that these hunting operators, they completely fund all their anti-poaching efforts out of their own pocket, and they do so with the money that they get from paid hunts. And as everyone knows, there have been no paid hunters in any of these Southern, Eastern, or Central African countries. Tanzania is now open, but it's very hard to get to. Namibia is trying to open, and others are. But these hunting operators have had their businesses shut down. And remember, too, in Southern Hemisphere, this is their hunting season right now. Their hunting season in a lot of these countries will end in November if it doesn't end sooner. And so they are on the verge of losing an entire season. No revenue to keep their anti-poaching personnel in the field. No revenue to keep poachers not only from killing animals, but from illegal logging, charcoal operations, other habitat degradation, slash and burn farming, and just the need that the lack of employment income for these communities that they would have gotten from hunting. They've got to replace that. They've got to feed their families. And so it's a massive wildlife crisis that's unfolding before our very eyes.
There are some great videos out there that document exactly how DSC Foundation is combating what's going on in Africa, and the fight that we as members of DSC and DSC Foundation support. And it's as easy as clicking on the Dallas Safari Club Foundation website, which is dscf.org, and we do have a link at kinderoutdoors.com. There's a helicopter that flies into Africa every day, and I love this thought, and I think of it often, with the DSC logo on the side of it that's funded by Dallas Safari Club Foundation, that's there to fight poachers every single day. That's the kind of footprint that the foundation is actually leaving on the ground. It's not just throwing money at people.
Yeah, we fund the helicopter fuel for an operation, Zambezi Delta Safaris in Mozambique. It's a very successful program. It's a program that others have modeled because it's a holistic approach from providing economic incentives to villages to not poach, creating businesses, honey operations, helping them with good farming practices, you know, reducing that need to poach. But then knowing full well you can't stop it, so you better fight it whenever you can. And that helicopter when those poachers hear that thing coming, they don't run, but they hide. But between the helicopter and the ground troops that follow by motorcycle, they are extremely effective. And that's just one example of the many, many anti-poaching programs we support, and many of which have, you know, the the DSC and Dallas Flight Club logo on the underside of a fixed-wing airplane or on the tail of another airplane. So we're highly visible and very proud of those people for the work that they do.
If you are listening to this and you're learning about Dallas Safari Club Foundation for the very first time and you would like to donate, it's real easy to do. Tell us how we can give, Richard.
Sure, Billy. On the website you mentioned, dscf.org, there is a simple donate button on the upper right-hand corner, and that takes you to a credit card processing site. It also, you can find an address if anybody would like to send the check in, or if they would like to make a donation some other way, there's a phone number that'll reach me. If they really want to support the Hunter's Care program, there is a Hunter's Care icon on that same website that also leads to a donate button that allows people to make a donation that will specifically go to anti-poaching purposes.
Appreciate your good work. Thank you.
Well, Billy, we appreciate all you do as well. Thank you very much.
This is professional hunter Ivan Carter. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about the great outdoors with Kinder Outdoors.
Hunting seasons are here, and that makes us happy at Kinder Outdoors. We've put together a prize package that you don't want to miss out on. We've teamed up with Dillon Manufacturing to give away a 6x6 bow rifle combo hunting blind sitting on a 5-foot tower. Then it's off to Cinnamon Creek Ranch with a $2,000 shopping spree. Register now at KinderOutdoors.com. Deck the blind with bows and arrows this fall with Dillon Hunting Blinds, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Kinder Outdoors. Ooh. Register now at KinderOutdoors.com.
This is Randy Jackson with Teske's Outdoors on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford. Don't let that next hunt slip up on you without paying us a visit at Teske's. Are you looking for that next rifle, pistol, or new shotgun? You'll find the most dependable names at Teske's like Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Stoger, Winchester, Bagara, and Christensen. Pistols by Sig, Kimber, Cove, Taurus, and Smith & Wesson. If you're having a hard time finding ammo, then come see us at Teske's. We receive regular shipments, even in 9mm. Snake boots sure come in handy in Texas. We have them from Twisted X. If you can't find the Western boots that you're looking for at Teske's, they just don't make it. Take a look at our Sitka clothing and Sims fishing apparel. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of Interstate 20, just a couple of minutes west of Weatherford. From dove to white-tailed deer, at Teske's we're hunters too, and we'd love to visit with you on your way to the ranch.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon Hunting Blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds. Conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out, with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home, and it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
DSC has provided many thousands of kids with the first steps of a lifetime to enjoyment in the shooting sports, hunting, and fishing. Your ticket to DSC's Hunter Expo in February will help to ensure that future generations will too. BigGame.org.
Hey, thanks a lot for hanging out in the camp house with us on this Labor Day weekend at Kender Outdoors. We appreciate it. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula for your hard-working bird dog, retriever, cow dog, working dog. There's nothing better. 30% protein, 20% fat. Restores what they used today and gives them what they need to go back to work tomorrow. Purina Pro Plan Performance. It's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Nothing like spending a little time with good friends on Labor Day weekend. I consider this guy one of those good friends. It is Corey Mason, Executive Director of DSC. Happy Labor Day weekend, Corey.
Same to you, Billy. Thanks for having me.
I hope you're going to be able to get out over this three-day weekend and maybe shoot a dove or two.
I am planning on it. I'm planning to take my wife and my daughter with me as well to enjoy the outdoors of the family.
There you go. That's the only way to do it. I want to talk a little bit about Dallas Safari Club, who we are and why we exist on this Labor Day weekend. We have a lot of folks listening that maybe don't normally listen, and I want to toot the horn of the DSC a little bit because it truly is, in my estimate, the most sound place to put your conservation dollars, because I know that that money is going to be spent properly and rightly on conservation, hunter education, and my right to go hunt, shoot, fish. Tell us a little bit about the mission of DSC.
Well, thank you for that lead up, Billy. We are an organization that is solely focused on three tenets of the DSC mission, and that is conservation, education, and advocacy, and all three of those just tie very uniquely and very directly towards preserving our ability to get outdoors and the proven conservation through hunting model as we know to be successful both in North America and all over the world. The organization focuses very specific on our work in Washington, D.C., state capitals, working with state game and fish agencies, foreign wildlife ministries all over the world to ensure that sound wildlife conservation and sound and trained wildlife professionals manage the resources, and we try to put every single dollar as best as it needs to be to manage the current issues as well as keep our eyes on the emerging issues as well. Many of the threats that we have in front of us, DSC is just square and straight up on, and we're in those battles and we're in those fights for the right reasons.
Yeah, and boy, those battles are right in our face more and more and more every year, and an essential DSC becomes more essential every year. Let's talk a little bit about the fight on Capitol Hill for our guns day by day and what DSC is doing to protect my right to own a gun responsibly and to hunt and protect myself with that.
Yeah, we fight those directly and indirectly. On the direct side, obviously we partner with organizations like the NRA by in those game, in the fight with our lobbyists, with our active voice, with written letters, with testimony, all of those kinds of things to ensure the Second Amendment continues. And indirectly, it's those things that we do to educate and train both the youth, general public, as well as our elected officials at the need for the Second Amendment, as well as the need for well-regulated hunting that thus ultimately supports the Second Amendment.
Well-regulated hunting, conservation through hunting is something that a lot of folks don't understand. A lot of people that don't hunt, they're not against hunting, Corey. They weren't raised that way, don't understand how when I kill a white-tailed deer, that's actually helping white-tailed deer. Can you put that in a nutshell for us?
Yeah, that's a complex one for people to understand when they haven't been exposed to hunting. And I can make this one very personal in the sense that I spent 16 years of my career as a professional wildlife biologist working for Texas Parks and Wildlife. And what funded my ability to go out and work with a private landowner to give them guidance and write written management recommendations on their property for monarch butterfly management, for pollinator management, for native grass management, for white-tailed deer management, or waterfowl management, the ability for a wildlife biologist or wildlife technician to get out there and manage state and federal lands and private lands came almost solely funded on the backs of the sale of hunting license and then PR. Again, a second revenue stream that comes from the sale of hunting-related equipment. And so there's two different parts of that. And again, the biologists being in the field as a result of hunters' contributions to wildlife conservation, in the absence of that, 60% of state game and fish agency budgets would not be there. Secondarily, the pursuit and the desire for hunters to be in the field creates value for that wildlife species. So then there's an incentive for the landowner to manage for that species versus so the incentive to create white-tailed deer habitat versus turning it into a parking lot or a row crop. So there's a lot of different direct and indirect ways in which hunting is conservation.
You mentioned the kids, educating the kids. That's a big part of what DSC does. Typically, COVID has changed things this year, but typically the Dallas Safari Club will bus a ton of kids and their parents, out to a beautiful ranch in West Texas and spend the day educating them. Fill folks in a little bit about what we do and what that's about.
Yeah, we have a great outdoor event where we take traditionally youth and an associated guardian that don't have the ability to get outside and participate in those kind of events. And so we take them out for the day, like you mentioned. We bus them out, and we walk them through a series of stations. And those vary from hunter ethics to time with Texas game wardens to shooting a vertical and a crossbow, to shooting a shotgun, pistols, muzzle loaders, and all these kinds of things to experience the outdoors. And then they have a very educational speaker during lunchtime to talk about conservation in its broadest sense, and to expose them to all these kinds of things that are opportunities that are often not being able to be undertaken by someone that's maybe inner city, if you will, as well as the guardian, the parent or uncle or aunt, whatever it might be. And we often see a real change in that adult individual as well. And so it's just a great time outdoors. There's a lot learned and a lot of assumptions are dismissed as well.
You guys are working very hard for a 2021 convention and expo, but it's going to move from January to February.
That's correct. The new dates are February 11 through 14. We are full steam ahead in planning. We'll have the same tremendous slate of exhibitors from all over the world. We'll have attendees from all over the world as well. We'll have elected officials, wildlife ministry representatives from all over the world. And it will be the same amazing event with tens of thousands of people that it's always been. We will be working, of course, with established health protocols to ensure that we are providing a safe and constructive environment. We're going to have a great event. We just cannot encourage people enough to come join and be part of it with us.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for everything you do for our conservation, hunting rights, and future of our hunting, fishing, and outdoors recreation.
Thank you for having me, Billy. I really appreciate it.
This is a Big Billy Kender Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to KenderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
The top bass fishermen on planet Earth, along with the fishing industry, are coming together to raise money for Aaron Martins and his fight against brain cancer. Mark Zona, host of Zona's Awesome Fishing Show, is going to join me and talk about it next. Let's grab a quick cup of coffee, and I'll meet you right back here.
Good morning, this is Jimmy Houston, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter, manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tail deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
You know those great sounds you hear from a pre-sunrise deer stand and the smell of spring in the turkey woods? We do too. This camp house is home to the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
No matter where you live, the DSC is nearby. It could be a DSC chapter near you, or maybe it's a gun range that we fight to protect. It might even be a youngster that we taught to hunt or fish. We are the DSC, biggame.org.
Phone number here in the camp house, 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. Let's jump on that Kender Outdoors trot line now and go to the great state of Michigan, the home state of my friend Mark Zona Z, host of Zona's Awesome Fishing Show. Welcome back, buddy. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, Billy, I truly appreciate it, and this interview and call is for a really, really special reason, man.
Absolutely, it is. And I'm going to get directly to the point, too. Back in the spring, we learned that our friend, a friend of all of professional bass fishing and bass fishing fans, Aaron Martins, we discovered that he had brain cancer. Terrible news for all of us. However, there are a ton of prayer warriors out there, and there are a ton of people that are proactive in helping, not sitting on the sideline. You're one of those people. And you guys have put together an incredible fundraising event for Aaron Martins. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, you know, look, I think the best way, Billy, it's fair to say 2020 has sucked in so many different ways. And I've made this comment on my show. I've had Aaron on it, gosh, I think since the first or second year I started television, and I've always made this comment. Aaron is such a unique and special person, and Aaron is one of the best people I've met, not just in our industry, just that I've met. He's just an all around good person. So we put together, and I hate to sound like my children's dad, but we put together a virtual tournament. Billy, I did not know what a virtual tournament was. and it's really cool. You can go to amartcharitytournament.com and actually register anywhere in the country. The tournament's from, I believe it's September 12th through the 20th. And you can compete from anywhere. You don't even need to own a boat, and the great thing is there's a pile of cash and prizes, but the really cool thing is that your entry fee, which I believe is $50, goes right to the Martins family. And if you don't want to participate in the tournament, you're welcome. If you want to, any donation is appreciated, even donations that we've already received for the Martins family. And not only that, they're on the website. We're having there's a bunch of fishing trips with Kevin Van Dam, Jordan Lee, Hank Cherry. I'm donating a smallmouth trip, and in any way we can help the Martins family, we're sure going to give it our best. September 12th through the 20th.
Absolutely, and we will have links to everything we do right now at kinderoutdoors.com. So. Check that out. You talking about the auction to fish with these incredible anglers like yourself and Kevin Van Dam and classic winners. They're just one right after another. That list continues to grow. Last time I looked, I guess there were maybe 15 of the top bass fishing names on planet Earth that you have an opportunity to fish with. And And it's all out of love for Aaron and his family. I've been fortunate to cover the Bass Trail off and on through the years. And you're exactly right. Aaron Martins, you hate to mention the word sweet when you mention a guy. Guys just tend not to like that. But in Aaron's case, he is just one of the sweetest guys. And I mean that in the very best of terms. One of the sweetest, kindest guys that you'll ever meet, see?
You know, it's really bizarre, but I covered Aaron for so many years on the Bassmaster Tournament Trail, and besides exactly what you just said, what to me one of the most unique attributes of Aaron Martins is covering those tournaments, Billy. You go to a lake, whether it's Gunnersville, anywhere on the Tennessee River, or you go to a Rayburn, or you come up north. You see the bulk of the field, and this is from a fishing standpoint. You see the bulk of the field fish the way you are supposed to, quote unquote, supposed to when you go to said body of water. One of the most amazing things about Aaron is he would and has done it his way, which is so, gosh, I have so much respect for that because I got to see somebody fish that was so outside of the box and forward thinking. And I'll be honest with you, in all of, you know, in the two decades of covering this goofy game, Aaron Martins to me was one of the top one or two tournament anglers I have ever covered from that standpoint. The dude did it his way on and off the water, and I have so much, I don't even have a word, Bill. I don't. Respect is not worthy enough for what I saw Aaron do on and off the water. It was amazing.
Yeah, he is the definition of an individual, and he's a really good one for your kids to pattern after. And, man, when they say something like brain cancer, just look at the dollar signs spinning. It's unbelievable, the technology and healing processes that we have today, but those things cost a lot of money, and Aaron and Leslie and their family could sure use the help if you can check it out. Thanks, Z, for donating a trip to this, for helping put the word out and get behind this. In fact, we have a video at kinderoutdoors.com that Mark Zona did that tells you, refreshes your memory of everything we've just talked about. Hey, tell me this before we go. This crazy, crazy year, you know, we're up to date on all of the hoops that Bass has had to jump through and pro fishing have had to jump through to make a season happen. How has this affected trying to get a television show done for next year? You have to do all of your work this year. Has it thrown a monkey wrench in everything?
As weird as this sounds, I'm actually almost done. I'm almost done taping for this. It was a challenging year from a production standpoint, but throughout, you know, a lot of the lockdowns or shutdowns, we really kind of dropped the clutch. You know, my main thing, Billy, is I wanted to make sure we were smart, we were safe, we were healthy as a group. You know, even before this year, my main concern is the safety of my crew on the road. And knock on wood, yeah, it was challenging, but we went to places that we were very, very isolated and away from society. Well, we do that actually anyway. Here's the weird thing: the most challenging thing throughout taping, when places were shut down, was just getting food at the end of the day.
Right.
But it as challenging as it was a year I think my production guys and myself will never forget. And I think we have some really, really cool shows coming in 2021.
Awesome. Good to hear. Michigan State just called you, owe them another wheelbarrow full of money. So I'll let you go get to that.
I'll make sure I let the Scorpion Queen, Karen Zona, know you said that.
Hey, Z, always a pleasure to talk to you, and stay safe, okay?
Will do. You too, buddy. And thank you for promoting Aaron's charity event. It's definitely for a good cause. Thank you.
I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together and invite you back next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.